Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast. We're continuing to share with you on the subject of daily Christian disciplines to be established in your life. These are so important to be established in you. You are to walk by faith, not by sight. It's impossible to please God without faith. You have a spirit of faith. If you're born again, you need to allow that to be developed in you. Your faith will grow exceedingly. As you hear the Word of God in area after area, it will be developed. And then as you apply your faith by speaking to your mountains and command them to be removed, and you pray the prayer of faith and fighting the good fight of faith and growing strong in faith, you will see that your faith shall prevail. We also are to walk in love. God's given us a new commandment that we love one another. This is the royal law of God. Love never works any ill to its neighbor. Love is always looking for ways to be constructive. It's long-suffering. It's not selfish. It's not envious. It's not looking for ways to impress people. Instead, love is going to humble itself, praise God. Love believes the best of every person. Love is never going to fail. God wants you walking in love towards every person. It doesn't hold bitterness, resentment, and anger. It lets it all go, praise God. You also need to have that hope. God wants you to be abiding in hope. That's a confident expectancy of the Word. In fact, He wants you abounding in hope. The Word brings hope to you as the Word is written in your mind, in the soul realm. Remember, hope's of the soul, while faith is of the heart. And as the Word is abiding in you, in the area of your mind, and as you're thinking on the Word, it gives you a confident expectancy, and then you release your faith to bring it to pass. A fourth area that we talked about is being in the Word and doing it. We were talking about that in the last broadcast. The Bible says that we should study to show ourselves approved, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. If you'll get in and study the Word, then you'll know the truth. Don't just follow what so-and-so says. You need to get in the Word and study all the Scriptures out. You need to have a concordance. If you don't have a concordance, like a Strong's concordance, you ought to get one instead of just taking a Scripture here or there. Through the concordance, you can study all the Scriptures on a particular subject. It takes time, but it'll get the Word of God in you, and it is so important that you spend the time to study so you know the truth, praise God. John 8:31, Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then are my disciples." The true disciples of the Lord are those that continue in his word. And if you continue in his word, abiding, remaining in it, doing what it says, you'll be the disciplined one, and you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Many people want to know the truth, and they want to be free, but they don't want to do what God said in order to see that happen. First thing is you continue in the Word. The second thing is you'll become a disciplined one because you're a hearer and a doer of it. The third thing that happens is then you'll know the truth. He that doeth truth cometh to the light. You'll come to the knowledge of God. And then the fourth thing is that truth, the Word of God working in your life, shall make you free. Praise God. James 1:22 says, "Be doers of the Word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." If you're a hearer of the Word, you're just like the guy who beholds himself, goes his way, and he forgets what manner of man he was. But if you'll look into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, that looketh is one who looks and cranes to look at it. I mean, he really studies into the Word. He continues in the Word of God. He's not a forgetful hearer, but he's a doer. You see, if you are really going to look into God's Word, you're not just going to see what it says. You're going to take hold of it and do it. A lot of Christians just get knowledge, but they don't incorporate it in their life. You must be a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. Remember the guy who Jesus said to, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do the things that I've told you to do?" He said, if you be a continual hearer and a continual doer, you'll build your house on the rock. The storms of life will have no power against you. But if you are a continual hearer and not a continual doer, you like the one who built his house on sand, the storms will come and you will fall, and the fall will be great. God wants you to get in the Word and endeavor to do it. The fruit that you have in your life is what Word you have in you and that you're doing, and you're incorporated it into your lifestyle. And this is so important. There's lots of Christians out there that have knowledge and understanding about some things, but they're not doing the Word of God. If you don't do what you hear, it will not produce fruit. In fact, the devil will come against you and try to take the Word out of your heart. He'll bring all kinds of temptations and all kinds of things at you to try to deceive you. But God wants you to be a hearer and a doer of the Word of God. The next area that we're going to talk about today is the area of your mind, taking your thoughts captive and thinking on good things. This is essential. You know, I counsel with Christians all the time, and I listen to what they say. And what they say, of course, is coming out of the abundance that's in their heart and what things are going on continually in their mind. And you must learn to excel in bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 says this, "Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." This scripture is important. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5 and 6. You need to know this scripture, and you need to be doing it on a regular daily basis. Praise God. You can't let the devil invade your mind and bring doubt or unbelief or fear or negativism. You need to realize that those thoughts are coming from the devil, and God wants you to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Not just some, every thought. A Christian who's walking in the ways of God is going to learn the discipline of bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It says casting down imaginations. Imaginations are these things of mental reasonings in your mind, it means, where you're reasoning things in your mind contrary to the Word of God. I'll tell you, don't waste your time with these mental imaginations that are exalting themselves against the knowledge of God. When you have a situation, you need to be thinking, what does the Word say about this? Instead of letting some mental imagination come from the enemy, or some mental reasoning that would cause you to start thinking of things, and it actually exalts itself or raises itself in estimation above the knowledge of God, above the truth of God's Word. If you do that, you're going to be sinning. You're going to be missing the mark. You need to think instead, what does the Word of God say that I should do in this situation? This is very important. What does the Word of God say about this thought that I'm having about so-and-so? What does the Word of God say about these things that I'm thinking? Am I just harboring problems? Am I thinking on negatives? Am I thinking on my problems and thinking on the circumstances and so forth? God doesn't want you doing that. That is a lot of negative thoughts, and it is very important that you learn to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. He goes on and says, having in a readiness to revenge or to avenge, that means all disobedience. What disobedience? The disobedient thoughts that are coming against you. You must realize this is the devil coming against your mind. This is the devil trying to bring you these mental imaginations or reasonings that get you to think on them above the truth of God's Word. Don't reason yourself out of the will of God by thinking on things contrary to the Word. Don't let the devil come in and bring negativism into your mind, which would cause you not to obey the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be ready to avenge all disobedience. And when does that happen? When your obedience is fulfilled. Your obedience to what? Your obedience to casting down imaginations and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Very, very important. Philippians 4, verse 8 says, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue or moral excellence in it, if there be any praise, think on these things." Don't let yourself thinking on immoral things. Don't let yourself thinking on all the negative things. You got to watch what you watch on the TV. Are the things that you are watching on the TV, are they in line with this? Are they causing you to think on things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely, of a good report, and have virtue and praise? Or are you just thinking on a bunch of negative things? You need to not let yourself be programmed with the ways of this world. Remember, the world is dominated by the devil, who's the god of this world. And this stuff that's coming across the TV, the majority of it is from the enemy. And you need to be watching what you hear, watching the things that you allow into your mind. God wants you to think on things that are true according to His Word. He wants you to think on things that are of a good report. Quit thinking on that negative, bad report. So many Christians I deal with in counseling and ministering deliverance to them, that they just are plagued with all kinds of fears and worries and anxieties and negative attitudes about people and negative attitudes about themselves, and think they can't do this and can't do that. That's all from the devil. God doesn't put any of those thoughts in you whatsoever. That's not thinking on the good report. You need to think on what God's Word says, praise God. Think on things that are going to glorify Him in your life. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, he says, "Thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee, because he trusteth in Thee." What is your mind stayed upon? If your mind is stayed upon the Word of God, then you have your eyes upon Him. God will keep you in perfect peace. Whenever you lose your peace, that shows that you've gotten your mind off the Lord, and you're not following what He wants you to do. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Or really, the word is in the Proverbs chapter 23, 7. The word heart really is the word mind in the Hebrew. As man thinks in his mind, so is he. Whatever you're thinking about is what you're going to become. Victory or defeat starts in the mind. What are you thinking on right now? What have you been thinking on today? Have you been thinking on good things? Have you been thinking on things that glorify the Lord? Are you thinking on good things about your spouse? Are you thinking on good things about your situation that you're dealing with? Are you thinking on what God's Word says? That's the only way you're going to think on good things. You've got to get your eyes on Jesus. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on His Word, because he trusts in Thee. Actually, when your mind is upon the Word and doing the Word, that shows that you really trust in the Lord. You don't trust in the Lord when you're thinking on what you want. Get your mind stayed upon His Word, and you take those thoughts captive, think on good things, and you will abide in perfect peace. Learn to do this, and you're going to see great victory in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.